This is Benjamin Solar, and this is my Spoken Sunday piece for this Sunday, the 18th of July. For more Spoken Sunday pieces, visit Twitter and search for #SpokenSunday, that's one word, and there'll be people posting links to their Spoken Sunday pieces as well. This is my piece, Coup de Cash. Were you there when money finally became alive? I was. Supermarket tellers were the first ones first to find out and the first to fall to their bloody coup. Shoppers stood in stunned silence as the cash registers rattled and shook. Ka-ching! And the only change they got were 50-cent pieces slicing across their frozen faces like ninja Death Stars. Like bugs, they flew, scuttled and rolled. The coins led the charge and the notes marched slowly past, leaving the new money smell over shoppers that had fainted at the checkout. Mark from the deli had been gorgeous before then, and with his huge guns, his rough stubble making his smooth skin just a little bit less pretty boy, I had been planning to ask him out that afternoon before the 5-cent pieces surrounded him as he tried to cut up the mortadella. Now he lay there with his hand over the other side of the deli after accidentally cutting it off. I saw his pretty little face, ruined with crisscross cuts of coins that could have been slightly more appealing had he shaven the stubble off by then. Enough with the capitalism crap they had always told me when I claimed the problem with the world was that money had too much power and it was all about profit. Money doesn't rule the world. You're mad. They'd even maintained this for a while after it all went to shit. That was until they saw the arcade. Awesome Games HQ was a bloodbath. Innocent gamers had been mowed down when the change machine had become a mine of their own, converting to the artillery unit. $2 coins had flown in all directions until kids lay scattered on the ground, slumped over steering wheels. Little Matty Kingston had skipped school that day to try and reach 1 million points in Dance Dance Revolution, but had fallen short when a barrage of gold coins had knocked him off his 60 move combo, less than 100 points from the magical 7 figures. Game over flashed on the screen as his legs hung off the mat in odd angles and his blood stained the Technicolor carpet. They had all stopped telling me I was mad after that and started asking me, the Marxist nerd they had laughed at, for answers. I had said it wasn't just money, but those who had it. Charles Davies, also known as Anarcho Nerd 1905, had disagreed with me on this fundamental point. He thought money had a mind of his own. I was going to prove him wrong as well. I'd never met him in person until today. We'd met in the tunnel between Flagstaff and Melbourne Central. He looked so far from what I imagined. He was in his 40s with a V for Vendetta t-shirt and spoke less than half as much as he did online. Suddenly his know-it-all attitude shriveled up, and we hadn't even entered the light of the real world, where the streets were covered with 20s and vending machines were like death traps. They run out of the mint, I'm telling you, he finally says, after I asked him to repeat himself a fourth time. The mumbling was becoming irritating. He tells me how he thought million-dollar bonds were at the head of the operation. Ah, I say, as I run ahead up the escalator, but who wrote those bonds? He doesn't answer me, and I think that makes me right, until I turn around and see his mangled body, twisted and cracked upside down, with an ambush of 5 stuffed in his mouth, choking the last shreds of life out of him. I had to find out who was behind this.